DJ Kotze mit Deine Räume sind Schweine, regelrechte Schweine auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Ein starkes Stück Musik und der Musikwunsch meines nun folgenden Gastes aus California, den man ja durchaus als Musikexperten ankündigen darf. Ich begrüße Jason Bentley von KCRW. Hello.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Ja, das ist eine kalifornische Radiostation, die wir durchaus als Freund des Hauses bezeichnen. Jason besucht Berlin, um ein paar DJ-Gigs wahrzunehmen und um zu recherchieren, was die Szene der Hauptstadt derzeit so kann. Wir sprechen über seine Aufgaben als Musikchef des Senders aus California. Wir sprechen über die Show Morning Becomes Eclectic und finden raus, was er von der Idee hält, dass Apple jetzt auch Radio macht. Das und noch viel mehr besprechen wir mit Jason Bentley. Hello once Hello. Again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you doing?
I'm great, I'm loving Berlin, here for a week, and Los Angeles and Berlin are sister cities.
You think so?
Apparently, yeah. That's what I'm told, but I think the Berlin sister has been out at clubs for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, we have to deal with the weather situation during the winter time, you know, and that's what drives us into the clubs.
Yeah, we don't have that problem.
No,
I know. Los Angeles, the weather is beautiful.
I don't want to talk about that, but although it's becoming better and better right here because the summertime starts,
yeah,
so it's not too bad.
It's been great. I'm lucky.
Yeah. So what have you done so far being in Berlin for a few days?
Berghain.
Yeah,
that was
right.
First stop, which was amazing, dark, tribal, raw techno experience. But, you know, great, because we don't have anything like that.
Yeah. And did you visit that club to get inspirations for the radio show as well, or more inspirations for your own DJ sets, maybe?
Really just to discover the character of Berlin. Mm. I'm here to appreciate the culture and the music and learn about this city. And then take some of that back home and share it with our audience on KCRW.
Yeah, cool. There's so many bands right now from the States and from Australia who spent part of the time that they use for producing or composing their record in Berlin.
Yeah.
So they, if they don't have an idea anymore, they really go to Berghain and they'll let them, a few bass frequencies here and there, they help.
It's inspiring. I think the whole city is inspiring. Yeah. And also for creative people, for artists, it's affordable, it's a very young city. So you feel the energy in so many different ways, and I can completely understand why people would want to come here just to be inspired.
Mm-hmm. When you entered our offices like half an hour ago, you didn't seem to believe that this is all we've got. How much larger are the offices at KCRW?
Well, not much larger, but it just, this has a very comfortable feeling, like a flat, a cool loft apartment or something. I like it.
Yeah, cool. That's good. I'm happy to hear that. The funny thing is that you already started working for KCRW in the late 80s, decades ago, as a phone volunteer, and now you've presented your own show for years on KCRW. You've become the musical director for KCRW. Did you expect to stay like forever when you started there in the late 80s as a phone volunteer? Was that kind of the plan?
No, I mean, it's just it's a place that I love, and and every day I go and love to, you know, share music, excited to play records for Los Angeles and around the world, listeners online. I think, you know, I just love that that exercise creatively, coming in and, you know, getting a show started. So every day, 3 hours, plus we welcome live guests to the studio. So it's a job that's constantly changing. It's always challenging, always interesting. People coming to see us, new music coming through. Also the fact that our format evolves. Yeah. You know, we're always reflecting what's most interesting in music today.
Yeah, cool. And that's what I love about being a radio presenter as well, because there's a foundation that's basically the same every day. You know what's going to happen, basically.
Yeah.
But from that point on, everything is random. Anything can happen, right?
And you have to be passionate, you know? You have to be a fan of music, and I've always been a fan.
Yeah. Your show, we've just mentioned it, is called Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's from 9 to 12 in the morning.
Yeah.
and there's live guests on there, and there's live performances by artists as well. How hard is it to convince those people, musicians, to get up early and be in a show at 9 o'clock, maybe after they have played their own show the day before, you know?
Oh, it's difficult, you know, but I think they value the opportunity. It's rare for a band to just play live on the radio for 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So also our reputation in the music community is so good that they look forward to that. Mm-hmm. But you're right, coming in early, sometimes I'm not seeing the best side. Sometimes, you know, you can smell some things that you don't want to smell. But I think it's all good at the end of the day. Yeah.
The show is called Morning Becomes Eclectic, so eclecticism is like in the title. Yeah. How important is to have a wide vision of music nowadays in times where people have the internet to get their musical taste going and stuff?
Well, people still need curators that have a point of view. Mm-hmm. Eclectic can mean many things to different people. And so I just have to be confident about my point of view mm-hmm. with music. But it's mostly independent music. It's mostly, you know, alternative-leaning rock and indie. So there's a lot that falls into that category. Yeah. We never go too commercial.
Yeah.
And there are many artists that will start with us. They'll stop and say hello to our audience yeah. first. They'll play live for us first. And then they kind of move to a different place.
Yeah. And then you throw them out of the program. I mean, why not? We have done that yeah. with artists who all of a sudden were like, opening shows up for you too. We're like, no, they're too big for us.
They're
we don't
big.
Want them anymore.
But also just the kind of the point of saturation. If you can hear them everywhere, yeah. there's no reason for us.
That's true.
You know, we're about music discovery. We're about independent creative vision.
Yeah. It's a similarity again between Flux FM and sure. KCRW, I really think. Now you've mentioned independent artists that you've discovered with KCRW and you... taught us that we should play a song by Gardens and Villa. They're yeah. a Californian band, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I brought a few different things, but I just thought this was a cool new record. Maybe you haven't heard. Mm-hmm. So figured we'd give it a spin. It's called Fixations, and it's new from Gardens and Villa on Flux FM.
Yeah, thank you. Gardens and Villa mit Fixations. Ein Stück Musik, das uns Jason Bentley mitgebracht hat aus L.A. Mm-hmm. Er ist der Musikchef des Senders KCRW und eben auch Moderator der Sendung Morning Becomes Eclectic, die jeden Tag von 9 bis 12 läuft. In der Sendung werden Bands interviewt, in der Sendung spielen Bands live. Und das, obwohl es so früh ist, wie die das schaffen, das haben wir gerade schon erfahren. Wir haben auch schon rausgefunden, dass Jason erstmal in Berghain war als allererstes, nachdem er in Berlin ankam, um da neue Sounds zu recherchieren. Thank you for playing or for bringing yeah. this Gardens and Villas song.
Absolutely.
With you. It's a song that totally fits into the Flux FM
oh, good.
Station.
Yeah, I was taking a guess there. There's a few other things I brought that hopefully you can enjoy as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and you're gonna do an Orspiel later on, which is a show in which you're going to present your favorite songs for our listeners.
An Orspiel.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds painful.
I mean, it depends on how you do it, right? In a world that's connected via internet, more and more artists do have the chance to put out their music worldwide at the same date and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that lead to parallels between KCRW and a station like ours in terms of playlists and programming? Do you think that we share more artists than we would have in the 90s?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the world is a smaller place for sure. But I think that, you know, stations like ours are still very important as, you know, curators and yeah. tastemakers because
yeah.
regular people don't have the time. They need a trusted resource. So that's where radio is still important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm an old school radio guy, so I love, you know, the excitement, the theater of the imagination, the music, the sounds of
yeah.
radio. And that will never be replaced by, you know, an algorithm
yeah.
and a streaming service.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so much change in that space. It's an interesting time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit overwhelming, which, you know, for me just brings back the value of great radio.
That's totally true. The thing is that people have been talking about the death of radio for decades now.
Yeah, that's true.
And as long as they do that, the bigger radio seems to get again. That's the funny thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, in Los Angeles, we have the benefit of car culture in Southern California.
Yeah.
So many people are in their cars. And I don't get the sense as much in Berlin as many people that they don't drive here
yeah,
as much.
That's true.
We have this captive audience, you know,
yeah.
in their cars every day for, you know, long commutes.
Yeah.
So that's one advantage we have.
Bad for environment, good for KCRW. it's in the news everywhere that Apple has just started their own radio station. They
yeah.
bought Zan Lowe out of BBC One, Radio
yeah,
One,
yeah.
and put him into a chair somewhere on the I don't know where it's on the planet, but he has to do a regular show from there on, which is aired throughout the world. Do you think that plan's going to work out, that Apple is going to be an interesting radio station, or do they miss that local part that our stations have, and that's
sure.
probably important as well?
Yeah, I do think they miss that local part, but, you know, also they have offered a radio service for a few years that no one has cared about. Mm-hmm. So I think it's too new to say. I think they just launched yesterday.
Yeah.
But certainly a company like Apple has so much influence and power that everyone's going to take notice with what they do. I think that we'll just have to see if it's, maybe it's just another option for people along with everything we already have, like streaming services and satellite radio and terrestrial radio like our stations. Maybe it's just another option. I don't know if it's going to spell, you know, a seismic shift in the industry. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. I mean, I think ultimately it's about the quality of what they produce. Is it meaningful for people? Yeah. Do people care?
I think to buy Zane Lowe out of the BBC universe, that was a good idea because he's a presenter who cares about music. He's passionate and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really think that many people who listen to stations like ours or to KCRW, they really are listening to that very station because they want to know about things that are happening around LA, around Berlin and stuff.
Yeah.
And Zane Lowe is not going to tell those people because he's sitting somewhere and nobody knows where he is.
They're making a leap of faith, but, you know, they've got money to spend. They've got many, many subscribers to what they do. But, yeah, to your point, I think the appeal of our radio stations are almost like a one-to-one connection with our listener. It's meaningful to them in a personal way.
Yeah.
I think our listeners have the sense of ownership of the station. You know, they're a part of what we're doing. It's hard to feel that way about a massive corporation, a global corporation.
Yeah.
You just don't have that feeling.
Yeah, so we'll see about that.
We
right?
will see.
I mean, they've made they did have this major change in the industry when it comes to downloading music, but I really don't think that this is going to happen again with the radio.
I think also a part of their launch is something they've borrowed ideas from SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
where an artist has a landing page where you can post and stream audio from mm-hmm. each band. So I'm curious how that changes the game as well.
Mm. Now, this show right here is called The Morning Show in the Afternoon. If you translate it, it's for people who like to sleep longer. And it's been made for the artists who want to come in the afternoon after they've slept enough. So I don't have any memories of people who haven't slept enough or something. But what are the most memorable things that you have in mind when you think back on 25 years of KCRW?
Oh,
of working there?
Wow.
Is there something that you won't ever forget?
Yeah, I mean, it's been my life, my life's work. You know, I'm always focused on what we're doing now, you know, just being in Berlin this week.
I can totally understand your answer, because if someone asks me, like, what was your favorite interview in the last 2 years? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been many.
There's so many magic moments, I mean, from anyone, from Queens of the Stone Age to TV on the Radio to even, you know, more popular artists like a John Legend coming by. And appreciating that a John Legend wants to come by.
Yeah.
To see KCRW. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, so many great memories. It's everything I do. You know, I'm completely invested in this process with KCRW. But I'm always focused on what we're doing next. You know, mm-hmm. we're collecting our radio stories from Berlin. We'll go back and share all of that excitement with our audience. And, you know, so it's good stuff. I love it.
So when are you going to go back to LA? When's your next show going to be?
It'll actually be on July 8th. I'm going to take a few days to go to Istanbul for
that's a good
few
idea
days
too.
And just explore the city.
Good idea too, my man. Yeah. So thank you for visiting. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
I'll tell people on the 8th of July that they are allowed to listen to KCRW for a few hours from 9 to 12.
Or check out Live Archives. We have a YouTube channel mm-hmm. where we put highlights from performance sessions.
And
that's
nice.
Easy for people. So that's youtube.com/KCRW.
Okay, cool. Let's check that out as well. Bei mir im Studio war der KCRW Musikchef und der Moderator der Sendung Morning Becomes Eclectic, Jason Bentley. Thanks again for visiting. I'll see you soon, maybe.
Thanks. Great to see you.
I'm going to come and visit you in LA.
Please. Yeah, come by KCRW. All right. Respect to Flux FM.